Now entering Degenerate Danger Zone. Events occur in real time.
And we're back! Another exciting edition of Degenerate Danger Zone, Volume 9. As always, I'm unfortunately joined by Degenerate Al, Topher, Producer Burrs on set, and joined by Mini Shoop on the ones and twos. Mr. Tucked himself, how are we doing tonight,
competing
boys?
With me as third best producer. I'm a little nervous.
Of course, always going for the tripod as we look at that. Degenerate Danger Zone, as always, brought to you by Carmine's. They're back, folks. 9430 Transit Road, the best Italian food in Western New York, the best dining experience you can get. 9430 Transit Road, Carmine's, the chicken piccata, the linguine, the pasta, Al's Way or the highway. It's Carmine's, 9430 Transit Road, the best. Tell you what wasn't the best. That Thursday whirlwind we got caught in last week, causing that episode of DDZ to go into the missing files. No good. How are we going to bounce back from that?
Yeah, and I got to bounce back after a 5-unit loss on NC State against Notre Dame. It was tough. I thought we were going to do that show that Thursday night, but obviously timing and, you know, just being live at the Rock Bottom, it really didn't work out for us. We thought we were going to be celebrating a big Buffalo Bills win, and that didn't really work out either. We all had a nice parlay set up that night. We thought we had the Bills money line, we had Sabres money line, which hit, and we had Bruins money line against the Vegas Knights that hit as well. Bills lost it for us.
We hit both sides of the Oreo, but not the cream filling.
No. Can you imagine how nuts it would have been if the Bills win, and we're like staying there at the Rock for the Sabres, and they're up 3-1 late in the second, losing our minds.
And then up 5-1. And then up 5-4 in the third period, and we would have been going nuts.
I probably would have been throwing something.
It would have been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's perfect, because you know what? Being a degenerate, gambling, the whole kingdom, our king Stucky, it's all about bouncing back.
Bouncing back. Can you please update us with these records?
Right, I was going to say, so basically as far as we got some really good golf scores. We're all in the negative. So...
I dug out of a hole a little bit. I had a good
the best
good
week,
episode.
Yeah. So speaking of golf, let's give honors from the last hole to Topher. He's now only down 3 units. We have Degenerate Al, only down 2 units. We're all making some moves. Albers only down a single unit, basically the VIG. And myself, bringing up the pack in the rear, down 4.5. Not what you want to see entering No Shave November, but you know what it's time for? No Loss November. Let's start it off. We got college basketball underway.
Oh, stop. There's no lines out yet. That's what's the most depressing thing. I want to pound the Bulls at home at Canisius.
Yeah, we're under 48 hours from tip-off, and there's no lines.
I don't hear the Reggie Witherspoon emotional effect. It's a revenge game for UB after last year's loss at home, or at the KeyBank Center to Canisius.
That's really a big matchup.
It is.
Not as big as the Canisius-Niagara rivalry, not even like close to that level. Probably like a couple tiers down, but still, it's not quite, kind of a big rivalry.
With Reggie coming back to his first time ever at alumni?
What is
Come
that?
On.
What is it? Hashtag defend Main Street.
That's Canisius, exactly. Defend Main Street. That's the worst hashtag I've ever seen.
Exactly. Okay, well, I'm with you. So no college basketball lines out yet, but we'll be in court with that because any good degenerate knows you don't just eat part of the pie, you eat the whole pie.
Yep.
Win or loss. With that said, we're still gonna keep this week's focus, this volume 9, focus on football specific. We have a pretty big week of college football, some big matchups. We got Mississippi State, Alabama, 2 top 20 ranked teams, could potentially see a college football playoff shuffle if Alabama was to scuffle.
Definitely. Keep them going.
Of course. Hey, we got all kinds of good matches. Michigan State, Ohio State. Probably one of the trickiest lines that anyone's ever seen. What do you think when you see a team that, you know, is coming off a huge loss like Ohio State You know, yeah, typically they will bounce back against like a lower program, but Michigan State's riding high right now. They seem to be peaking more so than Ohio State, no doubt.
The thing is that truly, no matter what that game really, it means nothing. Neither of those teams are going to be in the top four, no matter what they do. Even if Michigan State upsets as a 17-point dog in Ohio State, they're not going to be in the top four, and Ohio State's realistically done too. I think the big matchups this weekend are Georgia-Alabama, Miami, and Notre Dame. Those are the ones that are going to really flip that top 10.
No, Georgia and Alabama Auburn. Aren't
playing. Sorry,
that would be amazing.
Did not mean that.
Would be better than the college football playoff right now.
Auburn, what's the spread? +3 at Auburn?
Auburn +3, yeah, that's a big game. That's a big game, no doubt.
I think those are the two games that can really flip-flop that top 10. I mean, if Notre Dame wins against Miami, what, on the road, you got to think they're going to be – they can't slide up. They won't slide up against Alabama because if Bama wins, it's not going to happen. But their only loss is a one-point loss to Georgia. I didn't think they were real.
And this young maniac is a reminder of a spot 5 to 6 years ago when a certain degenerate posted on Twitter, "If Notre Dame wins, I will not tweet for the rest of the year."
Oh, I remember that.
And they won. 13.5-point dogs to Oklahoma, right?
That's right. And yep. I didn't tweet.
Never did.
13.5-point dogs to Oklahoma. I remember it like it was yesterday. Absolutely epic, and you honored your word. You didn't tweet, so that's very honorable of you. But speaking of honors in golf, we're going to let the best score, Burrs, currently down one unit, unload his college picks. But I'm going to kick off and say I have no college picks for this week. Burrs, what do you got?
I have two college picks. None against the spread. I am taking the money line on both games.
Love it.
I love when I get Al going. First game on my slate for college football, the game we were just talking about, Auburn and Georgia.
I know what he's doing. I know what he's doing.
See it coming a mile away.
Yep.
Exactly. I'm just going to get to it. Save the hype. Save the drama. Save the drum roll. Auburn. Money line +115. I'm going to put 1.5 units on that one. Money line to win about 1.7. I love it, Al. I love it. Keep it going. And you thought that was crazy? Another money line pick. You think it's SEC, Al?
Don't do it. Well, you are an SEC specialist. You're only a specialist in the SEC East, though. Is it SEC East or SEC West?
Well, guess what? I'm staying in the southeastern part of the country.
Oh, no.
But I am going Moneyline +135, the Miami Hurricanes taking down the Irish. Not the Fighting Irish, the Irish. In another rendition of Catholics versus Convicts. Putting another 1.5 units on that to win about 2 units. So right, two like big it. Moneyline plays for
Forgot about Catholics versus Convicts. All right, so let's lock those in, though, right now. We have Miami plus, what was they? They were +115?
135. Auburn was +115.
Auburn +115?
Yes.
And that was 1.5 on each?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good, Mr. Burrs. All right, Topher, lay it on me. What do you got?
I got one college pick. I'm going out west. 2 units on Washington State. They are 1-point favorites in Utah. Utah's off a big win. That's all I got.
Okay, I love it. Tucked. Do we have any picks, or are we tucked? No picks. Okay.
He couldn't find his mic. A pick. Let me look at things real quick.
All right. Oh, he's not going to be betting confidence. It's going to be a rush. You hate to do that to a young better. D-Gen, show him how it's done. What are you hitting on that slate?
I will be putting, for college football, 1 unit on the Colorado Buffaloes.
You can't get away from Buffalo.
+12.5 at home to USC. I think USC doesn't want to be there.
You finally have learned your lesson. Stop betting USC. Yeah.
The Rocky Mountain air.
Very thin air. Very thin air.
It's going to be a tough place to play. Colorado fans will be wild. Plus, you know what's in Colorado. A lot of things that are more legal there than other parts of the country.
You got to lay off the weed.
I mean, it's California, though, that they're coming from. Like, you realize that.
It's medicinal, though.
You did a little bit. But, you know, with that said, I love the angle, though. Yeah. Colorado, this is the game of the year. USC, this is a nothing. Yeah. This is their worst game. This is a throw game. I'd rather be anywhere else.
Yep.
That's what they're saying to themselves.
Plus a unit,
I love it. I think you might be sprinkling there as well. You're just not saying so. I don't have anything in the college slate. All right, we're back to...
Can I do NFL?
No, we're coming up in the NFL slate. Why don't you kick us off in the NFL?
Kick us off the NFL.
Lead us off in the best football of the weekend.
Al, I will say, I mean, and, you know, Maniac, there's a ton of high spreads in college football this weekend. I mean, 17 for LSU, 16.5 Ohio State, 31 for Penn State, 40.5 for Central Florida. I mean, it's like, oh, that's high. It's like when we were in Vegas that one weekend. They are 8-0 hosting UConn, 40.5 point favorites.
UConn covers easy.
But NFL, I'm going to start it off. I think this team is just absolute shit. So I'm going to go with Panthers -9 over the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are horrible. If you look at any analytical website, they are awful with tackling, with running the ball, with passing, offense, defense, special teams. They're a horrible team.
Yeah.
They've won 4 games. I think it's by a combined like 13 or 14. They're just I don't like them all. By lock of the week, Panthers -9 on Monday Night Football. Throw down one unit, one mortgage payment, whatever it is. Throw it down. That's mine. Thank you.
Literally one unit and one mortgage payment cannot be any different. it's like would you rate something 1 or 10?
Train wreck sports.
Yeah.
Mortgage payments.
Yeah, oh, of course. That's a unit.
Thank you.
Okay. I love it. Love it. All right. Topher, what do we got when the big boys go to play on Sunday?
All right, so I got
potentially Monday.
Got 2 plays. First one, we know I love the historic rivalries staying close. So I'm going 2 units on the Packers, who are 5.5 point dogs in Chicago. I think they cover that. And then I'm going 1 unit, the Jets. They are 2.5 point favorites in Tampa. There are a lot of Long Island transplants down there in Tampa. Jameis is out. Mike Evans is out. I don't care that Fitzpatrick's playing against his old team.
I do.
It's not prime time. It's not prime time. He's a TV guy, all right? No one's going to be watching that game.
Angles.
Jets -2.5.
Is that it for you?
Yep.
Oh, wait, you put 2 units on the Packers?
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, Burrs, what do we land with your remaining 2 units? Oh, no.
Here comes the money line.
No more money lines.
You look so evil.
No more money lines, even though I'm not going to lie, Houston money line did cross my mind against the Rams in L.A., but I'm going to stick with just 1 unit, -11 on the Rams. And you know what? I was going to do 2 units, but I changed to 1 unit because I'm going to spare another unit for another game. I'm going to go back to Miami-Carolina game. I'm going to go Miami +9. I'm taking the points for 1 unit.
Miami Burrs is
out. He gets on camera out of the producer chair and he just takes shot at his replacement.
What was your first pick again, Burrs?
Rams -11. Yep.
Oh, Rams -11. Wow. They're going to get big slaughtered. Spread. They're probably going to lose the money line on that one.
Dude, you know what? I thought about it. +455.
You know, I've chastised you before, Al, for betting with your heart. It's a terrible thing to do.
Yep.
But sometimes you just have to be analytical about it. I got a quarterback who in 9 games recorded in rain has thrown for 7 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Not good.
Okay.
I got a team who's undefeated at home.
Yep.
Give me the Buffalo Bills +3.5 units. I don't care what you say. I'm in love with it. I think the play makes so much sense. Well, it almost makes too much sense.
The funny thing is there's a 0% chance of rain. So,
perfect. No, it's raining.
I was just going to say, we got to do some rain dances or something.
It's raining.
According to Tuck, it's 0% chance on Sunday now.
What's his statistics under 40 degrees or 45 degrees?
Still just as bad.
7-17 or 7-14, 2 and something like that.
We got the Weather Channel app going.
Where's Jim Cantore?
Tuck's going on record here, and he's saying 0% chance of rain?
Yes.
No, I didn't say 0.
Okay, I want to make sure, because I want to make sure.
It's 10%.
Nothing. No, it's 10% now.
10%. Nothing. Okay, 10%. Still a chance of rain.
It's not raining.
What about just these home bills? Do you don't have faith in just the home bills taking down a good team?
Defend that dirt. Defend that dirt. I'm on them. +3.
Okay.
They'll lose on a heartbreaking field goal, I cover.
Or a push.
No, they won't be tied.
Sidebar, there are a lot of Cardinals being injured right now in this game.
Jimmy that's Green, what happens. Sometimes when you mess with the wrong people as a degenerate, you get hurt. Anything else to say, Schupenberg?
You didn't ask me for my pick.
That's what he just said. He said, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'm asking if you have any more input.
Floor is yours.
No, one
that's
unit.
That's not what he was asking.
One unit you have so far.
Yeah, I'm putting 4 units on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Ryan Fitzpatrick at home to the New York Jets.
Bye-bye.
This is a revenge game for Fitz.
They make the quarterback change. Give me this all day.
Are you going money line or against the spread?
Spread. Give me the 2.5. I got Jets by 2.
All right, so Burrs is taking a ride on the wild side, and we're playing it pretty conservative with the spreads. Glad to have Tucked in. Join us next week when we have special guests and resident heater, Petty Roosevelt, joining the program. For now, may your ticket make it to the cage.